Spirit Radio Podcasts.
For those aged 50 or over in Ireland, the leading cause of sight loss is age-related macular degeneration, which is also known as AMD. And this is AMD Awareness Week. There's free testing going on all around the country, and Novartis is offering free AMD testing on an open-top bus travelling around the country. And today, listen up, in Waterford, because the bus is in Waterford. It's a great chance to do something proactive about your eye health. And at the mobile testing sites, there are patient volunteers who are people who have suffered from AMD and can give their perspectives on living with the condition and what can be done to look after their eyes. And I'm delighted to have on the line this morning one of those patient volunteers. Her name is Eileen Bohan. Eileen, you're very welcome to the show. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yes.
How are you? So, You have been, yesterday you were at the, you were a patient volunteer in Talla, and I suppose, so you were talking to people about your own experience of AMD, age-related macular degeneration. So can you tell us about yourself and when you first experienced issues with your eyesight?
Well, that was about nearly 50, I'd say. I had, well, in my late 40s, I had a pain in my eye, and I went to the doctor. I went to this man in Fitzwilliam Square, and he was a specialist. He examined my eyes and everything. He couldn't find anything wrong. And I said, well, could it be arthritis? And he said, oh, I don't know, maybe, yes. So I left it at that, but my eye, I couldn't read. Because I read a lot, and my eye, my right eye, I had to put my hand over it and read with my left eye. So that went on for another couple of years, and then I went to the eye and ear. And then they were, you know, looking into my eye and doing all the treatment and everything and tests. And then a year or so went by, and then one of them came along and said, well, we're doing a clinical trial, they said. We were wondering, would you be willing to it involves an injection. And I said, well, I said, it'll be worth it. I said, I'll have a go. So I was about 60, I'd say, at that stage. And I was terrified, and they put me in. It was like going back in the dark ages, you know. Mm-hmm. And they put me in on a trolley and a plastic cap on my head and all that. And I went down and I went into the room, and they were all standing around. And I got up on the trolley bed and lay back, and I said, if you hurt me, I said, I'm jumping off. And when I lay back, but I couldn't jump off because they clamped my head.
Oh my goodness.
On the trolley, on the bed. And the next thing I looked up, I was on my back, and I saw this big needle coming down out of the ceiling.
So
my eye.
So this was fairly drastic, and because you had what was called wet AMD, isn't that right? Which is the more serious of the two AMD conditions, dry and wet AMD.
That's right.
And this was a more drastic, I suppose, action than most people experiencing AMD would have to experience.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. But yeah, it has come on so well, and all technology and everything has improved so much that you can go now and you're in for 5 minutes and you're out again, and it's just, you feel a little prick,
yeah,
and it'll be a bit sore that night, but then the next day it's grand.
So,
you know, it's really marvellous the way they've come on now.
So normally I wouldn't ask a lady her age, but it is relevant to this interview, isn't it? Because you first experienced this in your 40s, and you are now
85.
And you are living a full life, isn't that right?
Yes, I go to my bridge every week, and I collect my grandchildren, and I go out with the girls.
So you drive?
I drive, yes, and I tell you, I wouldn't be able to do all those things only for having my eye done. And if I had have neglected that, I'd be blind now.
So, like, I think a lot of people, they do maybe a little bit of what you did. You put it off for a while. You kind of said, well, there's more important things to look after. I've got to look after my family. I've got to maybe look after other things in my health. And kind of your eye, if you're getting by, you don't sort of worry about it. But
that's true.
Your own perspective is that it's good to go and get tested, because it's not sort of a thing, well, this is inevitable. There are actually are things you can do to look after your eye health.
I forgot to tell you that one of the reasons why I went to the eye and ear then, and after going to the man in Fitzwilliam, which was a long time after, but one of the reasons was that I got a big black spot in my eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I went there.
And that sparked it. So can I just actually ask you, what things do you do to look after your eyes? Do you wear sunglasses? Do you have to look after your diet?
No, just normal. Well, I don't overeat, you know, that way, and I haven't any weight on me or anything like that. But I don't really do anything. I kind of know what agrees with me and what doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, you know that, whereas some people just don't even notice what they eat.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to hear that someone who experienced deterioration in their eyes in their 30s and 40s, now at 85, you've taken action, you've looked after yourself, and you're leading a normal life. You're playing bridge. You're still reading. You're driving your grandchildren after school and things like that. So it's really encouraging. This week is AMD week. So where AMD Awareness Week, where people are opticians are busy letting people know just the danger of AMD, and also offering free testing. And there's this bus going around the country in Waterford today. You were with the bus yesterday in Talla, and so you were able to talk to people and encourage them to go and get testing.
Yes, well, I don't want to burst the bubble, but I wasn't there.
You weren't
in Talla.
Okay. But anyway, it's great to get your perspective, your own story, Eileen. I have the details here. Today, the bus is in Waterford City, John Roberts Square, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Waterford Golf Club from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tomorrow, it's in Westport and Briefly House in Mayo. And then on Thursday, it's in Ennis and Lahinch. And on Friday, it's on Inishmore. And there's a great website, amd.ie, that gives the details of where that open-top bus with free testing is going on. And also, the website gives a list of all the other opticians who are participating in this initiative and allowing free testing in their local areas. So just look up your county and you will find a great list of opticians who are available, say, if you're not able to get to this open-top bus. So really, now is the time to look after your eye health. You won't regret it. It won't be a waste of time, and it's a stitch in time saves nine. Isn't that right, Eileen?
That's right, yeah. And I'd encourage everybody to go, no matter, just take a few, maybe 10 minutes or a quarter of an hour, and go and have your eyes tested.
Great.
It's very important.
So go to amd.ie for all the details of the free testing available this week, AMD Awareness Week, which runs right actually until next Monday. So Eileen Bohan, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Not at all. I hope I'll have been of some help to somebody.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.